are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, my allergies are killing me, and my doctor won't give me a steroid shot. Uh-oh. What do I do so my asthma doesn't flare up? All right, is it allergy season already? Weren't we just talking flu? Weren't we just talking cold and flu and swine flu? And all right, so it's allergy season. Welcome to allergy season. Congratulations, everybody. Yeah, I can't stand allergy season. I don't think I'm having allergies right now. I think I'm just sick. Okay, that's just me. Okay, but I'm a wuss, okay? I get sick after everybody else gets sick, but I don't get any of the sympathy. That's the problem with me. You know, you treat everybody else, you make everybody else feel better, now you're sick, and everyone's like, nah, I already gave everybody else in my household and all my friends sympathy. That's why never be the last one to get sick. Always be the first one to get sick, because that's when you get really all the sympathy. So, anyway, what do we do? Okay, allergy season. Let's also talk about the steroid shot. You guys know what he's talking about, the steroid shot. Sometimes you guys get a big, rip-roaring dose of some Kenalog or some Decadron or some Solumedrol, and you're like, ah, this is nice. See, everybody likes that. Everybody likes getting a shot. And I know some of you are like, no, I don't like any shots. No. Think about it. You guys want one-stop shopping. You want one big sucker shot that just knocks it out. I remember because when I used to work at the STD clinic in L.A., you guys wanted to come in for your Rocephin shot. It would knock out the gonorrhea. Just give me a shot, doc, and make this all go away. I get that. My problem with the Kenalog shot is some of you guys really don't qualify. Okay, if you were afraid you couldn't qualify for a mortgage, same rules apply. Probably can't qualify for the Kenalog shot. But my rules are, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have weak kidneys, you know, a weaker liver, no, I don't want you getting a rip-roaring dose of a steroid. I understand allergies are very bothersome. Okay, I get that. I don't like my allergies. I can't stand it when my nose drips. When I used to wait tables, it was so hard carrying all the plates and then trying to wipe your nose with your arm while you're holding the plates. Luckily, there'd be some mashed potatoes on some of the plates, and I could use those. But other than that, it was pretty damn miserable because I'd have to go back to the kitchen, put all the plates down, blow my nose, go back, wash my hands, put the plates back on, bring the plates back out. I rarely got tipped when I waited tables. Because people could see all this. Okay, so my problem is just taking a big rip-roaring dose of steroids to decrease your immune system. Yeah, it'll work, but, is that the healthiest thing for you? So first, let's try to avoid the allergies first, okay? So your job is to try to avoid anything that's allergic. So let's say there's a lot of pollen outside. This is not the best time of year. Well, then, you know, maybe send the kids out to do the gardening and you stay indoors, okay? Because pollen gets pretty bad. Some of you guys have news anchors or news, news broadcasts that'll actually give you the pollen count. Watch for those. Because especially if you are an asthmatic, okay, we need to be on top of things. And so if that's the case, what you want to avoid when it's high pollen count. Then wear a mask. If you do have to work outside because the wife yells at you, wear a mask. Some of these N95 filter masks, some of you guys could get, I think they're like $25-$30. Maybe wear a mask so you're keeping out some of the pollen. Also, many of you, you're outside, then you come indoors and you have the pollen and crap all over you. Go take a shower. Wash the pollen off. Go take a shower. Okay. Wash your hair. Doesn't hurt. And, it doesn't hurt. I know. I tell my kids that. Shower time. What? Mom, I don't want to take a shower. No. Go wash it off. Wash off the pollen, etc. If you forgot to wash off the pollen and you jumped up into bed, then what I want you to do is to wash off the covers, etc. Now, one study suggested, you know, don't be so stressful. Stress increases cortisol. So, you know, sometimes that could also cause you, although you think the cortisol, the steroid would help, there's an opposite effect. So they say to kind of calm down. Calm down, you know, maybe kick back, listen to a Dr. Dahlia Show podcast. Couldn't be too bad. By the way, if you all want to pipe in, tell us what you do for your allergies. And I know many of you love the shot. Call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you also don't blow your nose. I have to remind you guys to blow your nose. Now, me, like right now, I can't really blow my nose on air, so I just kind of suck it up. Okay, the problem with sucking it up is, one, is it's annoying. Two, it sounds bad. Three, your ratings could go down if you have a radio show. But four, you're just kind of swallowing it. You're still not blowing out what's in your nose. If you have nasal secretions, okay, you guys getting all this while you're eating your breakfast? If you have nasal secretions, the reason why you have that is because there's something on your respiratory tree or your nasal lining, that or nasal pharyngeal lining, let's say, that your body really doesn't want. So it's trying to create a barrier. It's trying to flush it out. So why don't you just blow the sucker out? Blow it out. Also, maybe some saline rinses. Some salt water rinses, those seem to help. Okay, you got to flush out, you got to clean out. Do not use tap water, though, because remember a couple people back east in the South got amoeba histolytica. They had an amoeba come in through the tap water that went up the nose. Sinus passages went into the brain and started chomping on the brain. So don't do that. Use distilled water, sterile water, etc., or sterile saline to flush out your nostrils. But it works, people. It really works. Then you guys could go to the drugs. You could try some Zyrtec, Allegra, Zizal, Claritin. Some of you may take diphenhydramine, Benadryl. It makes you sleepy, but they all pretty work. And then you could even go to the nasal sprays, the nasal steroids. Those help decrease the inflammation in the nasal linings and the eustachian tubes. Those work, but the problem is they got to kick in for a few days. So you need to use them for a few days. Then you start to feel good and you stop using them. Not too good, okay? We're going to be coming up on break. There's some other things I need to tell you on what you should do to help stop allergies. But taking your calls, your comments, just sharing the love. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No other doctor out there to answer your questions. Be right back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
A love that was so strong. Oh, come on. Why can't we be singing? I'm in a pretty good mood. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Come on. Why are you guys so grumpy? Is it because it's a Wednesday? Is it a Wednesday? American Idol's on tonight. I saw Hell's Kitchen yesterday. Hell's Kitchen's always cool. Did any of you guys watch Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay? Boy, that guy is a fox. Gordon Ramsay runs around, you know, Scottish. I think he's my age, maybe just a couple years older, right? Kind of blonde hair, runs around yelling and screaming, cussing at the top of his lungs while chefs are screwing up in his kitchen. You know, my kids watch the Hell's Kitchen show with me a lot. And, you know, they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, what if I have a boss like that? And I'm like, oh, that's nothing. When I was in medical school, I mean, those words are clean to what we were yelled at in the middle of surgery. I mean, that was nothing. In medical school, we had worse. You had a couple bipolar docs that, you know, weren't on their meds throwing instruments and yelling at you. And, you know, me being, you know, the girl with the big boobs and you know, the muscled hair, you know, I just didn't get the respect that, of course, my male counterparts did. You know, women still have to prove themselves. I mean, I proved myself. I think I did a pretty damn good job. But that doesn't mean a lot of my superiors liked me. You know, and but it's always kind of fun because you see the kids kind of, you know, watch horrified. I mean, they beep out the cuss words, so the kids aren't hearing the cuss words. But they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, and I'm like, oh, that ain't nothing, nothing. You know, wait till you go to medical school. One wants to go to medical school. The other one, you know, he's got a little bit more sense. You know, he's like, no, you know, I'm trying to tell the younger kid, you know, but there's Obamacare. My kid's trying to figure out, okay, why do I not go to medical school? Why? What's Obamacare going to do? I'm like, boy, sit on my lap for a couple hours and let me explain to you piece by piece. But anyway, I dig the whole Hell's Kitchen thing, where he tells everybody to get out and kiss his butt and all that. To me, that's great. I mean, what a way to let off steam. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, the Dr. Dahlia Show could not be if it wasn't for Genesis Communications Network. So please give them a big round of applause. Yay! Genesis Communications Network. Woo! They're my boss. Not because I need to kiss up. They're really good. I mean, think about it. Genesis Communications Network wasn't genocizing, I wouldn't be here. Big thanks to Don working the dials. You know how much power Don has. He could very easily shut off the mic. All right, I have no control over my mic. All he has to do is just hit the button, and I'm off air. So, of course, Don, please give him a round of applause. Yay, Don. Very sexy, too. All right, big thanks also to XM Satellite Radio and Premier Networks, who makes that show happen. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. Big thanks to all the affiliates out there, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in, because if you guys weren't listening, if you all didn't have the ears, if you didn't have the hearing, you wouldn't be able to listen to the show, and there wouldn't be a demand. And yes, there is a demand. Speaking of demand, if you can't listen to my show live, we're live 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time every single day, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays at 10 a.m. You could always listen on demand on my website at Dr. Dahlia. Plus, we got the iPhone app and the Android app that are free. And you could also then listen to my show. Play it at work. Let people know what you listen to. Let them know. Not because I want more listeners, but I just think you'll look cooler. Okay, so we're talking about today. Well, we have a few stories. We got a teacher who I guess just got arrested, a preschool teacher, for drugging the toddlers with an over-the-counter sleeping aid. Right? I don't know. So she could play Angry Birds. Not sure why. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some underwear that you could wear to help keep your sperm all nice and frozen. We got some good economic news. We got the world's oldest prostitutes, or is it Amsterdam's oldest prostitutes? They are retiring. For those of you who never had a chance with them, I am sorry. And then also a study is confirming that there is a slight risk of paralysis that we have found Guillain-Barré, which we've talked about before, with the swine flu shot. So we need to talk about those stories. But we never finished with the allergy subject. So we need to talk about, we need to talk about the allergies. Okay, so one of you was kind of complaining and griping and whining that your doctor won't give you the Kenalog shot. Now, a lot of you guys are going to be asking for the Kenalog shot because many of you are spoiled and you want just one big rip-roaring dose of a steroid to help subside your allergies. I've been there before. I just am not a huge fan of that if you have high blood pressure, renal disease, you know, problems with the beans, your kidneys, problems with the liver. Not to mention, when you get that shot, you really need to rub it in good. You really need to rub it in good. I mean, and I'm being your doctor, I'm not allowed to rub your butt. I mean, I can drain your rectal abscess. That's easy. I can extract the thromboid hemorrhoid, but I am not allowed to sit there and rub your butt. And you need to rub your butt when you get these Kenalog shots or these steroid shots, because you could get something called fat necrosis, where the fat in your butt starts to, deteriorate or necrose, which is called cell death, because of the steroid. Now, if you get a steroid shot, it really needs to get into the meat of the butt. And by meat, we're meaning like your gluteus muscle. You know, you have a gluteus maximus and a gluteus minimus. My gluteus minimus is still maximizing, so I got a little bit of an issue there, but that's okay. Y'all saw that on Pawn Stars when they did the tushy shot as I was walking away. But, all right, so y'all know what my butt looks like. I know. Thank you. So somebody will say, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you go and get, like, you know, 100 allergy shots in your butt, and it will make your butt smaller? Nah, because it's not a very uniform minimization of the fat when you get a fat necrosis. You usually get a big divot of the fat necrosis, and it's kind of ugly, you know? I mean, not that I run around naked, You know, and I mean, my husband and I have been married for years, so in fact, he actually prefers me dressed. But I mean, let's say, for example, I get offered a love scene with Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender in a movie coming up. I mean, I want to make sure I could have a tushy that is fat necrosis free. So that's why I avoid the Kenalock shot. Y'all got that? Okay. So what we were talking about in the first segment was then what to do to prevent allergies to begin with. So we talked about washing off the pollen when you get home, using one of those those masks that can cut out pollen from you breathing in if you have to work outside. Dust mites. Dust mites, according to this is called Health Magazine, dust mites thrive in homes that are warmer than 70 degrees and have a humidity above 50%. Now, I live in Las Vegas, so our humidity is a negative 50. But they say, if you want to avoid dust mites, and dust mites cause allergies, you got to keep your home temperature cool in the mid to low 60s. Now, I live in Las Vegas. Our power bill would be really, really high. I mean, if I could barely keep my house under 80 during the summer, I'm lucky. But if you want to avoid dust mites, keep it cool and keep it dry. Okay, so mid to low 60s, the humidity between 40 and 45%. Now, some of you would say, well, wait a second, how do I know? According to this site, you could buy a home hygrometer. Did you know there was a hygrometer? I know, and Christmas just passed. You could buy your mom or dad, somebody, a hygrometer. I guess they say it's $30 on Amazon, and those actually help measure humidity levels. Now, they also suggest that you could use barriers. Now, we're not talking about barrier contraception like a diaphragm or condom. Although, if you are worried about penile or vaginal allergies, I'm sure some of those may work. But we're talking about barriers to fight dust mites. So they recommend to get mattresses, pillow encasements. That sounded ridiculous. The condoms. You know, you got to protect all orifices, people. Allergies come into all orifices, okay? I don't care. Wear a condom. We should do that. We should do a study. You know what? I always get asked from medical students and residents, they have to do a medical study. Who wants to do that? Would condoms, wearing them throughout the day, or a diaphragm or cervical cap avoid allergies? You know, many of us ladies, we have an os. Y'all know what an os is. Can allergies come up through the os? My guess is, yeah. Okay, that'll be a good study, covering up the os. But anyway, we're talking about barriers to prevent dust mites from getting, you know, getting in. So apparently there's mattresses, pillow encasements, etc., and those things can protect what's coming in your what you're breathing. Now, sometimes you need to boil your bedding. Apparently, a study in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, a lot of vowels in that sucker. Apparently, they say if you wash your sheets and pillowcases in water 140 degrees, it could wipe out all dust mites. I understand that PETA is a huge driving force, and you don't want to upset them. But, I mean, dust mites, I don't think anybody really, really cares about. Okay, and then don't, you know, remember, you want to, you know, get HEPA filters. You want to try to clean up a lot of the crap. You could vacuum your house. That's nice. But it could still spew a lot of the dust all over the place. So after you vacuum, what I want you to do is to make sure you have like a HEPA filter. It's like a high-efficiency particulate HEPA filter, okay? Health.com has even more suggestions like acupuncture, which I really dig, even though it could be kind of expensive, looking for mold. There's a lot of things that cause allergies. Bleach stuff up. So, you know, try that. Okay, let's hit some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear: be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Dr. Dahlia Show, very easy to find us on Facebook. All you have to do is Google super sassy, stimulating, phenomenal doctor. And then after you visit all their sites, go default. And then you'll see me. Okay. Oh, come on. Let's be honest here. Come on. Let's be honest. Okay. I want to talk about this preschool teacher who has been arrested. 59-year-old preschool teacher has been arrested after allegedly drugging the toddlers she was supervising with a sleep aid. Now, I mean, who is watching our kids? What the hell is going on here? And what's kind of scary about this is, I mean, you know, she was able to do it in their sippy cups. You have a obviously non-suspecting group of kids. I mean, toddlers are smarter these days. I get that. They're a lot smarter. Sometimes I think they're a little too smart and they're making us, you know, feel stupid. But there's a California teacher, I believe, Morgan Hill. I'm trying to see. I mean, I'm from L.A., trying to think where is Morgan Hill in California. Anyway, KTVU reports 59-year-old Deborah Gratz was arrested on child endangerment charges after she was fired from her job at the Kitty Academy preschool. A witness told authorities they observed her putting an unknown substance into the little sippy cups of the children in her classroom who range 1 to 2 years old. Police say when they confronted Gratz, she admitted giving them Sominex into the kids' drinks. None of the kids drank from the cups the day the incident was reported. Now, what is Sominex? I believe Sominex is diphenhydramine, which is the same component as Benadryl. Okay, so she was trying to put people to sleep, these kids, to Benadryl. She had apparently worked there for the past 5 years. We don't have any more information. We don't know why she did it. Was she, you know, did she want to go and play Angry Birds? Was it because she wanted to sit there and listen to Dr. Dahlia's show podcast and she needed the kids to go to sleep? I don't know. But obviously this is somebody that, yeah, should be arrested. Okay, I mean, I know this is still all alleged. Okay, I get that, all alleged. But, you know, and shouldn't really be in the teaching field. Now, you just kind of wonder, do some of these teachers just get to a point where they just can't take it anymore? You know, I see a lot of patients, and I know, I'm shocked too. Yeah. And I see a lot of cops. I see a lot of first responders. I see 911 operators. I see a lot of teachers. And many of them seem to, you know, can't wait for retirement. And I don't think any of my patients would ever do something stupid like this. But you wonder, do people need to take a break, a hiatus? Now, I know some of you are like, what? Teachers, they get the summer off. Well, not entirely. From what I understand, there's year-round schools with preschools. I mean, maybe what the problem we're having is teachers really do need 9 month school years and they need to be off 3 months a year, or they need, you know, more breaks. I mean, I'm not a teacher. I'm a mother. And I, you know, if somebody suggested that you get to take 5 days off for every day you have to take care of a kid, I could really see the logic behind that, okay? And, you know, these are my kids. I got two kids. I love them to death. But they are total pains in the butt. I could not imagine having to deal with the whole classroom. Now, yes, I did teach Sunday school for a year. Now, mind you, that was Sunday school. So I got 6 days off for every one, okay? Plus, with the holidays, you know, I probably got more days. So I probably, in a school year, only really had to teach 52 weeks minus summer. I probably only had to teach about 31 times. And I loved it because I got that 6 day break per every break from Sunday school. And mind you, Sunday school is only 3 hours a day. But I taught Sunday school for a year. It was tough. They were fourth graders, so I had to talk about, I had to teach them about circumcision. That was a real tough one. Because, you know me, I mean, I'm very abrupt. Well, you got the foreskin, and then you got the penis, so you have to do, like, the dorsal penile block. And then you want to make sure you don't sever any penile arteries. And you want to make sure that the corpus cavernosum can be engorged later when they need it. So as you do the circumcision, you take the Gomco clamp. You make sure you have some sort of hemostasis. Get that, use your hemostat to really get in there and try to separate and dissect any of the lining so you don't have the foreskin stuck. Okay, so anyway, I mean, you know, when I was describing, you know, of course, all under aseptic technique. Of course, you know, when I would be describing circumcisions to the fourth graders, oh my gosh, some of them ran out. Some of them started bleeding just listening to what I was talking about. So I was pretty academic about it. Mind you, if I was going to teach another year of Sunday school, they were probably going to have me probably teach the teenagers, you know, because they could handle the subjects better than that. But, I mean, what the hell is going on? I mean, why would she want to drug the toddlers? Did she need a nap? Did she have something to do? Are these kids not falling asleep? And that also blows my mind. I remember in the 70s when I was in kindergarten, because I was in kindergarten in 1976, and you could take a nap. You could actually fall asleep in the middle of the day. kids don't seem to take naps these days. Did you guys have that issue with your kids? My kids would not go and take a nap. So we're, what, in the year 2002, 2005, I would say, go sleep. Go sleepy sleep. I'd sing them a lullaby. Lullaby. Go to sleep. And they wouldn't go to sleep. I understand that lullaby isn't too soothing, right? I came up with other songs. Go the flip to sleep. And I would just, you know, sing to them. They wouldn't sleep. What's going on with kids these days? Why aren't they going to sleep? Why are kids taking naps? Why do preschool teachers have to turn to drugging these kids to go to sleep? Now, okay, I'm not saying the teacher's innocent by any means. If the teacher did do this, okay, she needs to be locked away. You don't drug a kid, and you sure the hell don't teach, and you don't have the power to be responsible for one. But do we have a problem? Do our teachers really need these kids to go to sleep and give them a flip and break during the day? I mean, take it from me. I mean, I see a lot of these kids. I see, you know, I just think there are first responders. I think there's teachers. I think there's certain careers out there where you really need a break. And maybe we're at the point where you even need a break from your job during the day. Now, labor laws recommend 15 minutes per every 4 hours worked. That's probably not enough, okay? It's probably not enough. So that's what's going on there. Okay, let me see. There's a cool story that just... what the hell is going on with my computer? Okay, apparently one of these kids, she doesn't have to take a nap. She's pretty... This is pretty interesting. Sarah Voles, 17 years old from Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, we're talking about a variety of things today. Yeah, do teachers need to take a nap? How do you get your kids to take a nap? How do you drug your kids? You know what? Before I move on to this teenager that grew algae under her bed, I guess kids have drugs under the bed. They got weed. This kid grew algae, and I think she did it for a project. I think she got $100,000 for, you know, growing algae in her bed, under her bed. Really? My kids, I don't even want to know what's growing under my kids' bed. But you know what? If I can make $100,000 over it, maybe I'll collect some samples. Where's the petri dish? Anyway, many of you parents probably were just listening to that previous segment going, well, I've drugged my kids with Benadryl to get them to sleep. You're not supposed to do that. Okay, I know it's tempting. I know it's tempting. But you're not supposed to do it. You are not supposed to put your kids to sleep. Like on a plane, parents will say, what can I do to get my kids to sleep? A lot of doctors say, well, just give them some Benadryl. You're really not supposed to do that. Now, if your kid has allergies, okay, you could maybe give them some Benadryl. The doctor says it's okay. But don't use Benadryl to drug them and have them go to sleep. Come up with a lullaby. All right, Don and I will work on a lullaby. Lullaby. Something like that. Soothing. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got three-quarter drunk water bottles sitting here in my studio. I think they're all mine. One's clear, one's not so clear, and one is cloudy. I don't know if I want to drink from either of them. But that's what happens when things sit. Why is this water bottle kind of cloudy? Now, I was listening to Dr. Dean Adele a couple years ago. Somebody had called in going, you know, can you drink from a half-drunk water bottle that's old? Does it grow germs? And he said, for the most part, it's okay. I think he's right. So I may just drink from this clear one. I'm kind of thirsty. Yeah, I could go across the hall and get some new water. But, you know, it does kind of taste better when it's already partially drunk. I just hope the high heaven it's my backwash and not anybody else's. Okay, speaking of gross stuff, apparently you got this kid, 17-year-old Sarah Voles from Colorado Springs, Colorado, who, I guess, joined the quest for practical alternatives to petroleum-based fuels. It was a project in the seventh grade. Over the years, now she's a high school senior, she thinks she found an answer in the oily pond scum growing under her bed. She says, I was trying to use guided evolution, so artificial selection, to isolate populations of algae cells with abnormally high oil content. Whew, she was smarter than I was as a senior. The result, I guess, is a population of algae that produces so much oil. You want oil? Take a look at my scalp after 3 days. The result is a population of algae that produces so much oil so efficiently that she got the grand prize Tuesday night in the Intel Science Talent Search. Apparently, this is an elite science fair. She won a $100,000 scholarship. Now, I have been in tons of science fairs. I didn't win jack diddly squat. Really? Is that the kind of money that's being shelled out now for science fairs? Where's my kids? Okay, I'm going to help them with their next project. $100,000? Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. I guess algae biofuel has fascinated the green energy community as a promising alternative to other biofuels. Aren't they doing something like that on Dallas now? Like corn-based ethanol? And I guess they don't want to use corn-based ethanol because it takes, I guess, corn. All right, but how do you get the plants to produce oil at a scale cheaply enough to compete with petroleum-based fuel? So researchers are going to try to tweak the algae genome. And algae you could grow pretty quickly. All right, so I guess she grew and killed the algae under her bed where she slept. And she had a home laboratory with flasks, microscopes, and everything else a young scientist needs. Honestly, if you think about it, I would rather she have that under the bed. Most kids have, like, nudie magazines and bongs. So, honestly, if she's got flasks and microscopes, you know, my kind of daughter. She developed her interest in algae biofuels in the ninth grade as a perfect fusion of her passions. What if, you know, what if she's snowing all of us? Right? No, Mom, that's not weed. That's green algae for a science fair project. And then she makes $100,000? Wow. Wow. Okay. Oh, she's going to go to MIT, and she'll use the prize money. She says it'll cover a significant chunk of those expenses. $100,000 doesn't cover an MIT education? Are you kidding me? Wow. Why don't you go to a cheaper school and keep the money? Yeah, I MIT it's pretty good. Okay, I mean it's a good school. Just you know, let's save some bucks. Anyway, what we're not going to save money on this summer is our Twinkies and our Hostess. Good news, everybody! Very good news. Twinkies could be back on sale in stores by the summer because Hostess has been bought in a $410 million deal. Thank you guys for pulling your money together and saving Hostess. I need my comfort food. Thank heavens. The company, the snacks along with Hostess products include Wonder Bread. They have not been produced since November because the company filed for liquidation following the strike action by the Bakery Workers Union. The Bakery Workers Union has ruined it for all of us. But the company announced to the bankruptcy courts on Monday that a winning bid for Hostess has been tabled by private equity firms Apollo Global Management and Metropolis Company. Yay, Apollo. Ah. The winning bid also secured five of the company's closed bakeries as part of the, oh my gosh, they have chocolate-filled Twinkies? Did you guys know that? I'm looking at a chocolate cream Twinkie. I've never had a chocolate cream Twinkie. Did you guys know those exist? No. You know, Twinkies used to be banana-filled. Twinkies used to be banana-filled, and then I think during the war, there was a shortage, and they had to go to a confectionate sugar-type cream. Oh, thank heaven for World War II, right? No. But that's, yeah, so I guess it used to be banana. Chocolate-filled Twinkies? Man. So we're talking ding-dongs, ho-ho, Dolly Madison cake, coffee cake, zingers. Wow, may all be back. Okay, all right. I'll keep you guys posted on this. I didn't realize what a big headline this was. I should have opened with that one. I am so sorry. Okay, people who were vaccinated against the 2009 H1N1 swine flu virus. I know you guys are calling in. I'm sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're just packing in the news. All right, but I'll get to your questions as soon as I'm done. 1-877-362-3254. People who were vaccinated against the 2009 H1N1 swine flu virus had a slightly increased risk of Guillain-Barré, which is a paralysis disorder. Sometimes it could be extremely serious. Sometimes it could cause mild deficits. What it does is it causes, it could even kill you. But we had been concerned about Guillain-Barré because in the 1970s, when we vaccinated us all for swine flu, we had seen a rise in that. They say researchers found 77 people developed Guillain-Barré up to 3 months from receiving the H1N1 shot. They concluded that there were 1.6 excess cases per every million people vaccinated. Now, there were 61 million cases of H1N1 swine flu, about 12,000 deaths. So technically, they would say the benefits outweighed the risks. But, you know, when you try to convince somebody to get a vaccine, you really don't want to, have a side effect with that type of a profile. And so I get that. But Guillain-Barré, I had a friend of mine who got the flu shot years ago, ended up hospitalized, ended up going on massive steroids. I believe he also got IVIG to stop the reaction, and he was left with a foot drop. So some mild paralysis and a foot drop. So he has a limp. But again, that was rare. It was the only time I ever saw a flu shot do this, and it was years before the swine flu vaccine. Guillain-Barré can follow a viral or bacterial infection. It could take months to recover, but 80% of people will have full recovery. Just unfortunately, some people may not. So we'll keep you posted on any more information on that. Now, twins who are Amsterdam's oldest prostitutes are retiring now at 70 years old. They have clocked in 355,000 men combined. They were prostitutes before they were age 20 to escape violent relationships. They say the reason why they can't work now is because some of the sexual positions are just too painful. No, I don't really have any pictures here. Sorry. They are twin sisters, Louise and Martine Falkens. Okay? Between them, they had a 100-year career. One is a mother of four. The other one, I don't know. They also are having some difficulty attracting new partners. Okay? But guys, no, stop the giggles. Older senior sex is huge. In fact, the population now that has the biggest increase in STDs are our senior population. And good for them. I want older people to have sex. I don't like prostitution. But if grandma's having sex or grandpa's having sex, that's wonderful. Okay? I mean, but hopefully with a monogamous partner. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be back taking your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.